Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with the MSO New Sports Football Preview Show. Well, tonight we have a broadcast game. It'll be Salem playing at Gloucester. Kickoff at 7 o'clock with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns. More on that game in just a moment. First up, though, let's go to Thursday night scores. Swampscott shut out Saugus 38-0. It was Lynn Tech 28, Whittier 12. Melrose over Wilmington 28-7. A peek ahead to tomorrow's college football schedule. Endicott will be playing host to Husson. It is their homecoming game. It is their second home game of the season for the Gulls. And it is their first league game of the year. This is Coach Paul McGonigal on Husson, who's coming in tomorrow.
Very big, tough football team. You know, I think they're very physical. They return the first-team all-conference quarterback. They have a linebacker, a corner, another all-conference as well. So I think, you know, that'll be a big test for us, you know, defensively and offensively. But they're always the few times we play them so far, you know, they're well-coached up there, and they're going to be tough, physical. It's always been a physical fight, and it's always been a close game.
And I guess maybe just a final question, Coach, from me is that as your team has evolved, you know, through the first four games, it's always a learning experience from week to week. You're teaching, you're planning, and so on. What are some of the big takeaways that you've learned, or how has this team evolved in your first four games?
I think going back to what I said earlier, I mean, there was so many situations this past game that, you know, you can't make up. You can try to in practice, but, you know, we went from three penalties total in the game before both teams to 18 combined in this game. So how do you overcome those penalties? How do you overcome, you know, field position and situations, even as coaches, that we could do better as well?
Endicott College head football coach Paul McGonigal speaking on the Coaches Show, which usually airs on Mondays right here on MSONewsports.com. Around high school football tonight, LaSalle is at St. John's Prep. This is Prep Coach Brian St. Pierre.
I know they're the number two team in the state in Rhode Island. They've made the state championship game three out of the last 4 years, including twice in a row. And they have some Division I caliber guys and the athletes all over the field. So it's going to be a good show.
St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre. That's a 6 o'clock kick tonight over at the Prep. As we mentioned in our broadcast game tonight, Salem is playing at Gloucester. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns in Gloucester. Gloucester head coach Dan O'Connor.
They're a good team. You know, Corey Grimes, the quarterback, is a 3-year starter for them. He's a really good football player, and they got skilled guys up front, or skilled guys on the offensive side of the ball that are dangerous. You know, and Coach Bouchard has done a great job turning that program around from where they were the last couple years ago to where they are now. And we're looking forward to a good game here Friday night.
Gloucester head coach Dan O'Connor. We had a chance to talk with Matt Bouchard from Salem High School on his 2022 edition of the Salem High Witches.
I think one of the big things that stands out to me, you know, the last few weeks that we've been fairly consistent on is our ability to create opportunities on defense. I think that that's something that, again, anytime you're trying to really do something in any season, defense is a cornerstone. And for us, if you look at the number of times we've been able to win the turnover battle, we've won it every week, right? And that's either through interceptions or fumble recoveries. So I think our secondary, so between Albert, Rocco, Jesse, Mikey, all those guys that and Miggy even. So there's 4 or 5 guys there in the defensive back group that have done just a phenomenal job of basically putting ourselves in position to generate. I think on the other side of things on offense, you know, for me, it's about managing third down. And I think we've done a really good job managing third down these first three games. And that comes down to our offensive line, right, protecting. It's our quarterbacks, Corey Grimes, making the right reads. And our receivers have to deliver, right? They have to catch the ball when they're targeted. And they've been doing that. Which, you know, for me, the key receivers so far this year have been Jesse Round. Jesse Round has done a really nice job, one of our top receivers. Rocco Ryan is another one. And then in the running game, I think Devontae Ozuna has been really performing exceedingly well. He's had 100-yard games and is someone that we're going to continue to lean on in the running game.
Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard. Now, in our pregame post or in our game post, you'll hear complete interviews with both of those two head coaches. Winthrop is home tonight playing host to Danvers. In one of the big games on the North Shore, it's Peabody at Marblehead. It's a 6:30 kickoff. Both teams with winning streaks. Marblehead's at 23. Peabody's at 9. Both teams now going into tonight's game are 3-0. Peabody coach Mark Betancourt on taking on Marblehead.
Going to be a defensive backfield. You know, not many teams have thrown on us in the first three games. And I, you know, watching film, and then this sophomore quarterback from Marblehead, he's got a very good arm, and he's got some weapons. You know, with Connor
Cronin
coming back,
number 22.
He's an amazing athlete.
Yeah.
And they've got some pretty good support there with two or three other guys who can catch the ball. Their running back, number 23, runs the ball hard. And you know that they're going to have their bag of tricks and think that they're going to pull on us that we probably haven't seen on film yet. So we have to be ready for everything. Our defensive backfield, I think, is going to be tested heavily in this game. And, you know, we're working real hard to prepare ourselves for anything.
Peabody High football coach Mark Betancourt. We'll get some more additional analysis on this game just a bit later in our program. That again, the Peabody Marblehead game. Over at Manning Field in Lynn tonight, it's the 7:30 game, so it's the second game over there tonight. It will be Bishop Fenwick at St. Mary's. Big, big game in the Catholic Central League. This is Bishop Fenwick coach Dave Woods on his team and what they're looking for tonight from St. Mary's.
Yeah, I think it's always up front, and on both sides of the ball, who can control the line of scrimmage, usually will have the upper hand. But obviously they have, two unbelievably talented kids. David Brown, one of the most talented kids that ever come through our league, I think. And then Derek Kalangis, again, very, outstanding kids that could break a run for any time for a touchdown. We've watched them for years, and they can take a broken play and make it a 90-yard touchdown. So those two kids are very talented on the offensive side of the ball. And then they have a lot of kids up front that, physical kids that really get after it. The game against Bishop Feehan, they played a great game. I thought defensively they really will play very aggressive, and they get after the ball, and they swarmed and made tackles. So they're a very good team. They've always been a great program, and no different this year.
Bishop Fenwick football coach Dave Woods. Then there's St. Mary's Sean Driscoll as he looks at Fenwick.
First of all, the plan is to slow them down offensively like you try to do any week, but they have some weapons there. And like you said, Coach Woods does a great job. He seems to always get them in the right spot. They do all the little things that make them better, as I try to preach to our kids as well, all the little things they do, and you can see that they're well-coached, and they're very physical, especially up front. So we're going to have a hands for that, but we're going to have to try to come out and control the line of scrimmage and use our speed to our advantage and hopefully get off to a better start.
St. Mary's head football coach Sean Driscoll. Now, we had complete interviews up with both of those coaches this week on our website, so go back, check those out if you want more information on either St. Mary's or Bishop Fenwick. Other games tonight, Ipswich at North Reading, 6 o'clock kickoff. Newburyport at Linfield, 6:30 kickoff over there in Linfield. Pat LaMusta from Linfield High Football on his team and meeting Newburyport.
It's always a great battle. It's nice to open up with our home stand with Newburyport, because I think the players always, they get motivated and they get re-energized, and now we're kind of past that third week in September, so it's like, all right, here we go. Let's get in the groove, and they're excited to compete against Newburyport. Newburyport has a great team. Coach Smolsky does a good job, and you can expect a stout defense, and, they're going to have some playmakers, so definitely seems like they're passing the ball a bit this year too, so we're hoping to match up our athletes on their athletes and let the cards fall where they fall.
Pat LaMusta from Linfield High School. Neshoba is at Georgetown tonight. Essex Tech at Manchester Essex. Triton at Amesbury. Big matchup up there in northern Essex County. Eric Burgos from Triton High School Football.
You just want to put your kids in the best position to succeed. And make sure you have a good understanding of what Amesbury is doing and putting your guys in places where they're going to have to make the most impact. So if we did our job right, we'll put our best guys on their best guys, and then have them duke it out on Friday, you know. so that's the goal for us as coaches, is to simplify it for our guys.
Coach Burgos from Triton, Colin McQueen from Amesbury High.
Yeah, they get it going down there. That's they're a different program than they've been, I think, in the last few years, and they've always been tough. You know, they have tough kids over there. I think the program is excited. You can see them kind of in a reawakening, so to speak. So we got to make sure that we're sharp. And again, you know, like we always say, it comes down to our execution, our discipline. And if we can play a clean game, we like our chances every week. But it all is whether or not we can have a great work day on Tuesday and Wednesday in preparation, and a clean walkthrough on Thursday. And if we can do those things and understand assignment and tendencies, I think we got a pretty good chance. But they got some great players over there. The quarterback's putting up some great numbers and looks impressive on film. So we'll have our hands full for sure, but I think the guys will be up for the challenge.
Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen talking with Rick Moore earlier this week on MSONewsSports.com. Oh, the earlier game over at Manning Field in Lynn tonight finds Lynn Classical playing host at Medford. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff. Lynn English goes to Revere tonight for a 6 o'clock game. Everett at BC High, Somerville at Malden, Stoneham at Wakefield, Belmont at Reading, Northeast at Greater Lowell, and Neshoba plays at Malden Catholic. Now, tomorrow in area football, it is Pentucket playing at Hamilton Wenham. That's a 2:30 kickoff. Proctor at Pingree. That's a 5 o'clock game. And in the Northeastern Conference at 2 o'clock over in Beverly, it's Masconomet at Beverly. Both teams really want to get a W under their belt in this one tomorrow, so it will be a hard-fought game. This is our own Tim Kearns talking with Jeff Hutton from Beverly High Football on the Panther Preview.
I mean, now we're starting in, you know, league play, so they should be tougher. Right? And then the way we kind of, like, what we showed last week, I think, kind of really put us in a hole, right? I don't think we competed like we should have, right? We spent some time this week kind of just going over situations in the game film that we really weren't too proud of, right? So we as a staff had to figure out why we get to that point in the game. So we spent a lot of time over the weekend trying to figure things out. And I think, you know, the kids kind of came together with their own solutions on what we can do to make it better so it doesn't look like that on tape again, you know. So,
you know, one of the things you mentioned last week is the fact that you were getting healthier and getting more experienced players back, and yet it didn't seem to work out in your favor.
No, I think, you know, like us, we haven't played with a lead. We haven't scored first, you know, and then we haven't been playing with a lot of enthusiasm or excitement. You know, you get, like, one of those things I said is we showed them clips of where we actually made a couple good plays and nobody was celebrating. It's like, guys, like, that's what football is. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be exciting. You're with your buddies, you know. So we had to get back to how can we make it more fun and more exciting as a team. And then, you know, it's contagious. Once you start celebrating one play here, one play there, hopefully it snowballs in the right direction for us.
Tim Kearns talking with Beverly High football coach Jeff Hutton on the Panther Preview. That complete video available on this post with Coach Jeff Hutton from Beverly High Football. And now, as I mentioned, some extended information and background information and analysis on tonight's big Peabody Marblehead football game. We'll have reports on that game right here on MSO News Sports during our broadcast game, and you can follow our Twitter account as well. But this is from the Sports Writers Podcast with Matt Williams and Phil Stacey, both of the Salem News, looking at Peabody and Marblehead tonight.
I mean, I think, you know, Marblehead is 3-0. They've won 23 in a row. You know, I think that they've played closer games than people would have expected, right? I mean, I don't think anybody expected Linfield to be close to them, and they were 12-7 against North Andover, which I was personally surprised it was that close. I know our colleagues at the Boston Papers both picked North Andover, which I was floored by. You know,
Marblehead. Enough so that you texted me and, like, worried, like, hey,
North Andover. I'm like, yeah, well, okay.
I mean, Marblehead didn't play that poorly defensively. I didn't think they played that great offensively. You know, but Connor Cronin to the rescue, right? I mean, you know, it's one of those things I wrote about a little bit in the story, but, you know, you got to figure coming into the game, every defensive coach is saying, hey, don't lose number 22. And you know, that's that, like, you had one job, right? And somehow this guy just finds holes in defenses for Hail Mary touchdown. I mean, I don't know how that's possible, but he does it. And, you know, he switches up his cadence. He switches, you know, maybe he doesn't run as hard as he can. Maybe he makes his cut a little bit later to try to let the coverage develop first. And you got to credit Miles O'Neal for keeping his footwork alive in the pocket, hanging in there and delivering the ball. I mean, you know, Coach Rudloff said, as a control freak coach, you don't like to see that happen. You want to just have your three-step drop, boom, get rid of the ball. But there's just something about Cronin, and he's been doing it in long distance to go situations too. So you really kind of have nothing to lose on third and long, right? Like fourth and long, trying to find some extra time to get to the ball. So that's been the story for them, and they really haven't thrown it yet. So I think they are trying to find themselves offensively a little bit, based on not having Josh Robertson, not having some of the weapons they had last year, you know, your James Duties and et cetera. Obviously, they're down the receivers with injuries to Danforth and Palmer, which doesn't help. You know, I thought Ryan Camose did a really good job filling in that role. He had his first touchdown this past weekend. And Keough is a weapon, running crossing patterns over the middle. He can jump up.
You know, Marblehead's the king until somebody knocks him off. And to think that they are going to be nervous or skittish or fearful or anything like that, I think would be foolish. They've played a ton of big games. It's week four. They're at home. You know, they've been through this drill plenty of times. I also think they probably have showed on film through the first three games very little of what they may show Friday night against Peabody. I think we're probably going to see a heavy dose of Connor Cronin if the game situation dictates that he be used in that way. I don't think he's carried the ball more than, what, guys, a half dozen times already this year. I know he's been used as a wideout, but we really haven't seen him lug the ball out of the backfield too much. I think he may get a lot more volume on Friday night, especially if it's an attempt to work the clock and ball control. Certainly he can break one, but if they're trying to work the clock against Peabody in that quick strike offense, they may choose to pound it away with Connor. So I think we'll see a lot more of that. Having said all that, super impressed with Peabody. Legit, top to bottom. I know some people say that, you know, oh, geez, they skirted this team. They're not playing us this year, or they're not playing that team, or whatever. They're in the South, or they're in the Lynch division. You know, you can throw all that out the window. They are a legit team. Powerful up front. I mean, we know the weapons that they have. Shea Lynch, who I always saw his Twitter as Shea Lucky Lynch, and I thought that was a nickname. So I asked him about it after the game the other day. He said, no, that's my middle name is Lucky. I'm like, you kidding me? He said, no, my middle name is really Lucky. So I think it's a cool story for a kid who's, you know, he's been playing lights out. He directs that offense very, very well. He's got a fleet of talented receivers to throw to. Unbelievably impressed with Eli Bautista. Tremendous.
Matt Williams and Phil Stacey of the Salem News analyzing tonight's big Peabody Marblehead football matchup. And before we go, let's just get a quick clip in here from Danny Ventura from the Boston Herald, their regional high school sports editor for the paper and the other Herald papers, if you will, here in eastern Massachusetts. But Danny, maybe some thoughts from you on this Marblehead Peabody football matchup.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Peabody, you know, it's not 23, but Peabody's got their own 9-game winning streak, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in Eastern Mass, I think it might be third or fourth overall. I think they'd be just behind Catholic Marblehead, Catholic Memorial, and Pingree. And I think Peabody is fourth. So obviously, you know, being the genius that I am, I can predict that someone's streak will end Friday night. That's as far as I can go there, though.
Man.
But as far as Peabody, it'll be very interesting to see, you know, how Shea Lynch attacks the Marblehead defense, because he certainly has had his way so far. But, I mean, I think it's safe to say that the Marblehead defense will be the biggest challenge Peabody has faced to date.
Exactly. And I'll be fascinated to see, you know, the approach, as you point out. I think you've kind of, what you said makes a lot of sense, is that Lynch can attack you different ways, but it'll be interesting to see what Marblehead, you know, how they attack him, to be quite honest with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, you know, we've talked about St. Mary's with Dave Brown. Marblehead's got their own version in Connor Cronin. I mean, he seems like one of these guys that could probably do anything on the field. You know, they play him in a variety of different positions, and he excels at all of them. He's just, I mean, I guess the only way to describe him, he's the ultimate winner.
Dan Ventura of the Boston Herald. Now, Dan, what is the biggest story that you see maybe this weekend in Eastern Mass high school football?
Yeah, you get two guys who actually are very close friends off the field, Stoneham's Bob Almeida and Shaheen's Al Costaville. They're both going for their 200th win Friday night. Shaheen is playing at Greater Lawrence, and Stoneham is playing at Wakefield. And, you know, certainly, you know, I think that I have to check the number, but I think you're probably looking at no more than 50 to 60 coaches in state history who've done it. So it's, you know, it's quite an impressive milestone if they were both to achieve it that night, Friday night.
You know, my path has crossed with both of those guys over the years. Al Costabile, maybe many few years ago, but boy, you kind of like, if you have the term football coach and you put a pitcher next to it, one of those guys would fit right in. They're classic football coaches, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're. I mean, they're certainly old school guys, and they take pride in the fact that they are old school guys. They you know, some of these guys, they're offended by it at times because it makes it seem like, you know, they're a little outdated, but these two guys, they make no bones about it. They're proud of the fact that they're old school, yet they both have been able to change with the time. So while their philosophies tend to be old school, they still relate to the younger kids, and you know, the results speak for themselves. The both of them have been very successful, and you know, that's the bottom line right there for them.
Dan Ventura of the Boston Herald. Now, we had his complete interview up on the website earlier this week. Go check that out and check him out every week here on MSO News Sports. He's got some great information on Eastern Mass High School football. Well, I think that'll do it for us. Be sure to check back on the website throughout the day today and tonight for latest and over the weekend for late sports news information for football, both on the college side and on the high school side here at MSO News Sports. So a special thanks to my partners, Rick Moore and Tim Kearns, for their help in putting this program together. And again, our broadcast game tonight, it's Salem and Gloucester, 7 o'clock kickoff. And again, we'll have reports on tonight's Peabody Marblehead game. That kicks off, by the way, at 6:30 in Marblehead. So have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you again soon. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.